morning. My guest this morning is Dan Salter from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we are looking at something new for the council, a sort of a double concert.
Yes.
Part of it on April 11th at 7:30 and the other part April 12th at 4, Saturday and Sunday. It is the Kotick-Lynn Duo, and it's solely Schubert. So why don't you explain for us?
Well, what they're going to be doing in these two concerts, and these are separate concerts, is to play the entire repertoire for violin and piano by Schubert. That's six pieces altogether, four of them written when he was 20, the other two written when he was 30, just the year before his death. I think it's probably a unique set of concerts. I doubt that this has ever been done before.
Mm-hmm.
And for people who really like Schubert, I think it would be a unique opportunity to hear this repertoire.
It's violin and piano. Tomas Kotick on violin and Dao Lin piano.
Correct.
So this is an Argentinian ensemble, duo.
They met in Miami, I think, because Kotick's been all around. Yeah, he's received a PhD with a dissertation specifically on the music that he's going to be playing. And Dao Lin is a pianist from Shanghai who got together with him in Miami. I don't think that Dao Lin has Argentine connections, but Kotick's been all over. He's trained at Toronto and Freiburg and then Miami.
Are these young men?
Yes. They're quite young. I would guess, late 20s, maybe early 30s.
So how does the Redwood Arts Council here in Sonoma County come to have such a totally international musical group playing here?
Well, it's an interesting process. Part of it, I think, is that the series has a 35-year history. I think we're pretty well known and pretty well. The musicians have a good time, and our audience is wonderfully enthusiastic. And Candace Mackey, the director, has tendrils out all over the place.
About how large an audience do you get at the Occidental Center for the Arts for the average concert?
There might be 150 or so. We're set up to hold more than that if more turn up. It's a small venue. It's really ideal for this kind of repertoire. You wouldn't want to do something like this in a large concert hall. I don't think it would work well.
I don't think you could do it, really.
I don't know. Schubert himself would have presented all of these pieces at small soirees, not even concert halls.
Well, in his time and place, I doubt that there really were concerts that, as today, where hundreds and hundreds of people from all walks of life will come to a public venue to attend it.
I think it was just starting out. And so a pianist, if he were famous, Mozart or Beethoven, would be able to fill up a hall as a kind of a benefit for himself or for some other sort of purpose. But Schubert was a complete unknown.
If someone is contemplating coming to this concert and is not familiar with Schubert, what would you say?
Oh, golly. Listen to the Trout Quintet, perhaps. These pieces themselves are not done a great deal. The two later ones are probably better known.
Uh-huh.
But Schubert, in his youth, has a wonderful kind of a freshness. At 16, he was doing things that nobody else could do. And by the time he was 20, he was really a ripe and seasoned composer.
Amazing.
And these are mature works, even though written at the age of 20.
It sounds like a rare opportunity to hear some really fabulous music.
I think they're excellent performers, too.
Great. Thank you very much for coming in, Dan. Let's tell people once again that this is the Kotick-Lynn Trio, composed of Tomas Kotick on violin and Dao Lin on piano. And they'll be doing two performances, actually one long performance, half of it April 11th, Saturday at 7:30, half of it the next afternoon, April 12th, Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, yes.
Well, I do need to point out, though, the tickets are separate for the two concerts.
Uh-huh. Great. Good you said that. Mm-hmm. Call 874-1124 for information online, redwoodarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.